Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo.
More people listen to us to a pissy at patriots.com podcast than WPI.
Alex Reamer.
He shouldn't be on Sunday mornings. He doesn't want to be on Sunday mornings. His attitude sucks, quite frankly, and he should just be stripped off that show.
Jermaine Wiggins. Like I said,
guaranteed. It'll be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they'll never win another championship. Guaranteed.
And Rob Bradford.
Coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there, so this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. It should be a lot of fun.
On Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hour number two, Reamer, Wiggy, Bradfo, Sports Radio, WEEI. The Reamer Show featuring.
Oh my goodness! Are you kidding me?
Right? Yeah, you'd be on the bottom of it because you really don't want to be a.
Been there before in my life.
It would be like it would be Bradfo, Wiggy Show with Bradfo.
I don't trust you to host the Wiggy. I've proposed to management. Let's have Wiggy host. He calls it the Wiggy Show. Let's put his money where his mouth is. They say no.
I've already did a segment where I host it. Listen,
it was fire.
It's not that difficult to host. I used to host
work here.
I used to host morning radio for a long time.
You weren't the one. You were getting in and out of breaks.
No, I was the one. I was the one. And getting in and out of breaks.
That's why he's sitting here.
No, and getting in and out of breaks on a music station. Much harder.
You hit the post?
Way harder than getting in out of breaks on a sports talk.
I would like to hear Wiggy hit the post.
A competition.
Not nationally, though. Mark James has to do that.
Nationally.
Jim Rome.
We've never done that here before, right? A hitting the post thing with any of the hosts?
That's easy, though.
But I've never heard Wiggy do it.
All you got to do is...
Introduce some music.
All you
got to
do is Google whatever it is.
I've already Googled it.
You want to introduce it?
You've invented the podcast.
Is it a rap song?
All right. Okay.
We're really just tap dancing because I am very anxious about this morning show announcement.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You want me to hit the post or not? Go ahead, do your announcement.
Let's do the announcement.
Yeah, we'll have Wiggy hit the post.
We'll perfect the Wiggy post.
First of all, I've been remiss in
do
not
have any
wishing.
Music? Any, like,
hold on. This is very important.
Okay, sorry.
The original Dadfo. Happy Father's Day to my dad.
Okay, yes. Happy Daddy's Day, everybody.
Well, you're so anxious to get this announced, but I can't even say Happy Father's Day to my father. Bill Bradford, Happy Father's Day, okay? Okay, now this is your turn to wish your father happy.
I'm seeing
Father's
him later
Day.
After the show.
Well, this is still like cut the audio, give it to him as a gift.
Happy Father's Day.
You're welcome. See, your mentor. You want the announcement?
Yes.
Happy Father's Day, Bill Bradford.
Thank you.
The announcement. You ready, John Anderson? You ready for the announcement? Are we ready? All right. Here's it.
Oh my God.
All right, the announcement is, after talking to many people involved in the morning show.
Yep.
Look at you.
Is this going to be a fake announcement, Rob?
No, it's real. Happening. It's very real.
Okay,
it's very real. This is going to happen. Wiggy, you got to pay attention.
Okay.
You're part of this.
Wiggy's pumped up.
Well, we'll hit the post in due time.
All right.
The announcement after talking to many people. You guys, you, Alex Reamer, you, Jermaine Wiggins, and another guy, Mark James.
Yes.
You've been battling. Just battling.
You would admit even Mark James is beneath us in the morning show hierarchy.
Okay. We haven't been battling.
They're dead Sox.
I think you all want to state your case. You all want to put an end to this argument. Who is the smartest, the most entertaining, the best?
This is my lot in life.
What we are going to do?
What are we going
to
do
on June 27th, which is Thursday?
Hold on, let me check my schedule. Make sure
are you around, please? Please, because I should have checked.
Oh, hold on, wait a minute, Jermaine. No days off. Wiggins might not be around.
Well, that's when I'm full time. I'm all in.
Okay. Are you available June 27th?
It looks like I am available.
June 27th, and we are going to right in the heart of presidential debate season. We are buying three podiums.
Okay.
We are having a formal debate.
All right.
With you three.
I like it.
I suggested Will Fleming be the moderator because I just feel like he would be a good moderator for this.
Just lights up when you say Will Fleming.
Well, I am looking very much forward to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, number one, it's along the lines of what you and I did, Wiggy.
Yes.
Next level.
I'm all for it.
Next level.
I'm thinking outside the box. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the three podiums.
I have
the moderator. And I think that we get people also at the event.
It's sort of
a town hall element.
Right.
And we settle this once and for all.
You know.
June 27th. Now, there's some things that we have to figure out here.
Okay.
Right. We got to figure
ideally,
out.
Ideally, how I envisioned it,
climate
I think
change,
talking to Kerosene Ken Laird
yes. mm-hmm.
as well, ideally we would do it on location at night. That night, somewhere
okay.
where we have an audience,
right?
Maybe Lord Hobo.
No, we can't go up against though the actual Democratic
set
debate.
That.
Rob, I mean,
that's not that day. So the 27th isn't that.
I think
day.
We can't go up against the debate.
The Red Sox.
I think ours would
Joe
be more.
Joe Biden. Bernie Sanders,
much like
Kamala Harris,
right,
Pete Buttigieg,
as would be more entertaining than
that.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Unlike Elizabeth Warren, Mark James is going to get a spot on the big stage, okay?
Right.
So
no, Elizabeth Warren is going to shine on her stage. They're propping her up
right.
is what they're doing.
Okay, so we are going to have this as an event.
Yes.
The way that I envision it, and we're still working through it, but we have time. We have a week and a half. The way I envision it, do it at a location. You can have it be live
maybe
if
like
you
a
want. If
a
not,
pre-game.
If not, the next morning, the next Friday morning, mm-hmm. you take the most important segments and you break it down and you come to the conclusion of who is the best. Who are people
going
to vote for?
Why can't we broadcast this live during the Mutt and Callahan show?
Well, that was the other part about it. We could do that on that Thursday in the morning, but I like the idea of having a studio audience. I like the idea.
Oh no, there
of,
has to be a studio audience.
Yeah,
I mean, because you couldn't do it live
unless you were going to do it at 6 a.m.
Well, people would. I'd put it at like 8:30. People would show up.
Well,
people might have jobs.
We have the basis for what this event is going to be. We have the date, much like we had the date for the Wiggy versus Bradford.
Actually, I like the nighttime element, but as a pre-show for the Dem debate. 7.
Well, whatever. You're so obsessed.
Right.
No one cares about the Democratic
no one. The
debate.
Right.
The most important debate is going
is
to be Monday this
night?
Debate.
Right. Exactly. I'm with you on that one.
The debate for dummies. This one. This debate. Okay?
I like that name, too.
The dummy party. All right?
I'm offended at being included at this. Right. I show no indication that, you know, I mangle words or anything like that.
So,
what are we talking about?
Well, you'll have your chance to prove that.
Can we play Coolery?
Coolery.
Coolery.
You'll have your chance to prove it. Once again.
It
tears me up inside listening to all you guys.
Divisive.
All you. Yes.
Why is Mark James? Mark James though is going to be like the Martin O'Malley. I mean,
the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
What
not
are we?
The
why
communist.
Is he
I can see Massachusetts?
Why is he? It really should be me and Wiggy. What's Mark James?
I feel
doing
like a third person is good. I feel like it's like you said. It's always good to have a wild card in this.
If it was up to me, I'm Mark James. I'm Reamer.
Yep.
Greg Dickerson.
Well, okay.
I'm Andy Hart.
We don't need Dickerson. We don't need Andy Hart. No. Me, you, and if we're going to add a third, I guess Mark with a C at this point would be the third
I
one.
I say bring them all out.
No.
Clapback season.
Here. No time wasters
June 27th, the debate for dummies.
I have a huge agenda I'm going to unveil as well. My policy agenda, can I do that? Public funding for newspapers as well.
Okay.
The tea and Mattapan.
Do you like the format that you have the moderator, but then you also the rare moderator and town hall element?
I like the town hall element, and I think the people should be able to ask questions.
That is the town hall element.
If I'm involved, check for weapons.
But not when you do the
for the people coming in, please.
That's
please.
Fair.
So I as long as they have the one mic in the crowd that people can wait in a line.
That's
and what they
the town.
Ta-
yes,
questions.
That's the town hall. Yes. So and we're gonna have the moderator in the town hall.
It is
gonna be the next great Rob Bradford production. Although I have nothing to do with it after proclaiming this is going to happen.
Well, that's a good idea you came up with.
And who's involved? Kerosene Ken Laird, you said, is the brains behind this?
No, I am. But Kerosene Ken,
does he know
Ken
about
Laird,
this?
Yes, they all know about it. And we've
and
been on an email exchange. Everyone's on board.
Right.
We have to figure out the particulars of it.
Is management on board?
Management is on board. And also, we say to anyone who wants to sponsor this baby, come on in. The water's fine.
You noticed that.
Lubed up here.
I would say this, that you and I...
By the end of the show, I will be sponsored by Dry Lube.
that we have come up with.
It's not me from Saturday Night, John. Come on.
Number of creative ideas that have really, really moved the needle. You know,
yep.
I like this idea. I've also come up with the shooting range idea.
Okay.
True at all. You didn't come up with that.
Yes, I did.
I feel like Jerry did.
No. Jerry said it. I think Jerry said the golf, and then I said the shooting range. But even if Jerry did say it, I took it to another level.
Here's as someone who has been here, not taking any time off for the last 10 years. This is where we get bogged down when we focus on one thing,
okay,
and then we start talking about
others. Let's
zero in on this.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Debate for dummies, or
I take offense at being called a dummy.
Okay, if you can come up with a better name, that's what we're running with. June 27th.
Right.
Mark James, assuming he's available. Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh, he might have already moved out of market by then.
Well, yeah, we got to wait to see what Mark.
We have. If Mark James can't do it, we have the other people to fill in.
Right. We have
Greg Dickerson, Andy Hart.
Right.
You know, some other people.
They're on standby.
Yes, exactly. Maybe Tomasi could be the moderator.
Tomasi should be involved because he was the a-hole bracket.
I feel like Dale
champion.
I feel like the Dalian should be involved.
I don't think Dale would want to. He's three favorite people all in one room together.
So okay, you like that announcement?
I like it.
All right, I'm glad because knew nothing about this.
I had no clue. This is not gonna even create a competition. Me on a debate stage. I mean, I was on the debate team in high school, Wiggy. That's how cool I am.
Were you really?
You talk about firsthand experience, Wiggy. Yeah.
We're not debating global warming. That's the difference.
Yes, we are.
We're debating stuff that you...
That's where you're wrong, sir.
No.
I'm unveiling a whole policy platform.
Right.
In addition
to see, this, but this is going to be the test. It's like old school. This is like, you know...
That's when I'll have to say, people, please sit down. Don't leave. I know he's talking. And he said...
They're energized.
Boring the hell out of you here. Yes. I know you're headed toward the
toilet. Your hard-earned dollars...
The big question is...
Give it to John Henry so he can continue to publish the Boston Globe.
When you have the handshakes, who is going to grab the elbow? Who is going to do the power move? Who is going to roam over all over the stage? Who is going to take control of the scene?
There's only one power player.
And that is yours truly as well.
And you have to wear a suit?
Not that many.
You have a suit?
I'm a TV guy.
Oh, that's right. You do have a suit. That's right. You have a ring.
You know what? I'm dripped.
You're right. That's Wiggy. He's just a packaged TV guy.
No,
that's
I'm
all
not,
Jermaine
I
Wiggins
don't,
is.
I'm an opinionated, very... wild stallion TV
You're a
guy.
Wild stallion TV yes. guy. Wow.
That's what I think the Chiron said, right?
Yes,
in Nessus.
That's
wild
what it says
stallion
in
Jermaine
Wiggins. If you Google
Nessus.
That's
Wiggy's Grindr name.
Yeah, if you
Wild Stallion TV guy.
I don't even know what Grindr is. Grindr, I think, is
sub.
The sub. That's what that is.
Very
you
tasty.
Have a suit?
I don't need Grindr.
Do you have a suit?
Of course I do.
Okay. All right. Does Mark James have a suit?
I believe so. I think I've seen him on
a TV station.
First skinny tie in the history of debates.
Well, maybe we could go to...
Ghoul's Distinctive Clothing.
Either
Ghoul's or Milton's.
Milton's, right. We could go
Milton's
one of those.
Ooh, I like that, Wiggy. Milton's could dress us for the event.
Well, they could dress y'all because when it comes to me, I'm already dripped.
Oh, come on. No. We love Milton's.
Well, see, we're already rolling.
I mean, I'm
we're
not saying I wouldn't go there.
I want Wiggy and Milton's clothing.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't go there, but I would be like, listen, I want this. I want that. I don't need them to tell me what to wear. I'm dripping.
I just want to finally, we're going to come to a conclusion. We're going to get some clarity.
This will settle everything.
Absolutely. It will have to settle everything.
Bradford, I got to give you A+ on that idea.
Thank you. Now all we have to do is get the podiums.
I know a guy who can get some podiums.
Who are you taking on the debate?
I think you invented the podium.
Brilliant idea, people.
Thank you. Who are you taking on the debate? 617-779-7937. Get in your bets now. We should also have a favorite, too. We should have lines, maybe involve our friends at Twin River. I mean, let's really go all the way here.
Well, we also have to have people have categories. I mean, we can come up with a category.
Oh, no, but we'd also have to have, betting lines.
Yeah,
because
of course.
Because it debates.
I'm not a gambling expert.
I would say that Mark James and I would be the sure-on favorites.
What?
I have the analytics that I put into gambling.
Because when you look at debates, right, who's dominated over the past, you know, few years?
I don't know.
Donald Trump,
right. Donald Trump, unread wild card who says Reamer's too he's too packed.
Well, he's gonna go.
I am the Trump of WEI.
No,
are you kidding
not.
Me?
You're
yes,
not.
You're the.
I always act like an aggrieved
I feel like
party.
You're sort of like,
I always make myself the
you're
victim.
The, you're the
what
Liz,
are you talking
yeah,
about?
You're the Liz Warren. Of
you're the
WEI.
Better.
That's the nicest thing you've ever
O'Rourke.
Said about me.
You're
that's
the
meanest
O'Rourke.
Thing anyone's ever said about me. Christian is in Lynn. Wants to bring this back to the Celtics. Christian, what are your thoughts?
Hi,
Christian. What's going on?
I'm on the air.
Okay.
You are.
Christian, my man, I was counting on him to get us back on track. Didn't work out. So I will say this instead. Kyrie Irving, as we know, has signed with Roc Nation, Jay-Z's agency. Big Nets connection, as we know. But according to David Aldridge of The Athletic, now that Anthony Davis is with the Lakers, Kyrie Irving still in play to go to Los Angeles.
Sam who cares?
Amick of The Athletic
as well. It's not
going to
work out.
Just days before the Davis deal is done, a source close to James indicated some optimism that Nets noise be darned. Irving is still in play for the Lakers. Two reports, Rob, in the very revered Athletic
by the way,
Kyrie Irving now in play for the Lakers.
In the Western Conference.
Why does Glenn keep popping in here?
What's going on? Anytime you Celtics, there's a light in his in his house that goes off.
The Lakers, this is what we know. Whether Kyrie goes there or not, the Lakers are going to be the most hated team in recent memory. Like, we thought Golden State was hated when Durant went there. Everyone is going to want the Lakers to fail. By the way, they will. They will fail.
No. They'll be one of the favorites.
Of course. Well, geez.
And I don't think they'll
fail. The sky is blue.
And I don't think they'll fail. You got Anthony Davis and LeBron.
If they don't win
James.
A championship, they'll fail. That's failure, right? They do not win a championship. They have failed.
And so you're putting it on whether or not they win a championship.
Yes.
See,
if you position yourself with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and maybe Kemba Walker, and you also have Kyle Kuzma sitting there as well.
You put Kemba Walker on that. Yeah, I would. Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah. Well, who else are you going to take? You're not taking Golden State?
No. But I think that they won't fail. I think they will win the championship.
With LeBron James and Anthony Davis?
Yep.
I mean, LeBron this year, though? Little injury
riddled? No. LeBron this year had a great year before the injuries.
Before the injuries, though.
Right,
that's a key component.
And who knows how healthy he was after the injuries? He's getting older, in his mid-30s now. Or him saying, you know what, our team's not going anywhere, so I'm just going to shut it down.
I totally think that was a part of it. But, I mean, I don't know, LeBron James in his mid-30s, Anthony Davis, who's around them? I don't think that's a surefire championship
Kyle Kuzma's around
team.
Them, and they're going to get another player, because this is how players do.
Do they go to where
the stars are.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, so there's been so much Kyrie Irving Nets noise, and the Rock Nation stuff only adds to it. But I don't see why it's out of the question. The Lakers are going to have like $31 million in cap space. They have enough money to go out and get a guy like Irving. I mean, why are you dismissing that, Rob?
Because I just think they're going to not do it. That's it.
Oh, that's just anything else?
I hate them so much, and I think that any time that if you hate someone enough, Alex, that you're going to get your way. You know how this works, right? Correct?
Yes. Yes, see? That's why I was on the morning show Friday this week.
I just hate this situation so much. I think the LeBron James thing...
Guy averaged damn near 28
points
this
year
in 55 games.
Whatever.
So let's be... and you're talking about adding another guy in Anthony
Davis.
They're going to be good.
But something is going to...
Who cares?
Something is going to happen. LeBron James is going to get hurt.
Okay. But that's anything.
Anthony Davis.
Like, that's stating the obvious, Captain, right?
Thank you.
I mean, if you say...
Thanks for calling me Captain.
Well, Golden State's going to win the title, but what happens if Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson gets hurt? That's stating the obvious. Let's just say they're healthy. Let's base it on that because we all
know.
That's
a big if.
But that's in anything. You could say that about any sport, any team.
Well, if you have a foundation that's a little bit younger.
If Brady goes down, they're not winning a Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay, so when
but I can take an educated guess because of the way that he takes care of himself.
But when you have
my point is this:
when you have a superstar player that is a big part of your team, when that guy gets hurt, generally your team's going to take.
I understand, Wiggy.
Let's say they're healthy, right? Let's say they don't deal with injuries.
They're by far and away the favorites to win the NBA championship.
Okay, that's all that matters.
There's no question about it. But I'm just saying, number one, I hate them so much that I'm going to
Why do you hate them so much, though?
Because it's like you talk about rooting for the underdog. The rest of the league is the underdog right now.
Why is it detestable when players exert their power and get to do what they want? Aren't the players the most important people in the league?
For me, it's rooted in LeBron James.
Why do you hate one of these hate LeBron guys?
I don't hate it. Hate is a strong word. It's like hate is something I reserve for you too.
You're not a fan of LeBron.
I'm not a fan of LeBron.
Why?
Because I've never been a fan. Going back to when he, and I know he's matured in all of this and that, and he has his qualities, but...
Does that mean the decision special?
No, not even the decision. But when I was there in the press conference when he lost to the Celtics with the Cavs, right? and he said he was going to be a free agent. And he's talking about, this is immediately after he lost that game with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He said, I don't know, I have to get together with my team. And he's talking about his team, his publicist, and those.
Well, how long ago is this?
Like, I understand. Well, what does it matter, I can still though, not Alex, like the guy.
I understand Rob's point. Aren't there people that you don't like for whatever reason?
No, I understand. I just don't think that it's like, why is it so hateable when players control their own
I think there are
paths.
Why do fans dislike that so much? It's better when the billionaire owners get to control where everybody goes.
No, I'm not begrudging them. They can do whatever they want. But what's better for the league is for what the inevitable is going to happen to not happen. You have the NBA where you get a group of superstars. They all want to play with each other, and that's how it works. That's why I actually love the fact that Toronto won. Kawhi Leonard didn't want to go to Toronto. He goes to Toronto.
Right.
He wins a championship without that happening.
So you like it when the athletes are kept in their place?
No, that's not true.
You are being told what to do.
That's not true.
I don't think he's saying that.
I said the athlete can do anything they want.
You said you loved it.
I like the league better where that you have a smart franchise like Toronto, and you get certain guys to fill in around maybe the superstar, much like the Celtics were trying to do.
Right.
Right? They weren't.
They had their superstar.
They had Kyrie Irving.
Right.
And then you're trying to fill in around that. And you thought, hey, you know what? This is going to be enough. We thought that was going to be a likable team that was going to win the championship. It wasn't going to be, hey, everyone come. Of course, as fans, as you want everybody to come to your team. The Lakers fans want everybody to come to their team. But you think the people in the league who follow the league really like this?
If the Lakers are great, yeah, it's good for the NBA.
No, it's not. I mean, it's good for ratings. Well, it's good for business.
What else is there?
I think when you look at what the league is nowadays, the league has proven that it's about the superstar players having the ability to call up their boy and say, hey, listen, I'm a free agent. I'm going to play here. Why don't you come with me? And that's what the league has become.
Right.
But only a handful.
Do you find the Lakers hateable?
No.
Because, I mean, a lot of people agree with Rob.
That's because they don't like LeBron. There are things that if it wasn't LeBron James, right? Let's say it was Kawhi Leonard who was in L.A. and said, hey, I want this guy to come here, this guy to come here. People wouldn't have an issue with it. It's because they don't like LeBron why they have an issue
with it. The teams that did this, the teams that are doing what we're talking about, you have Golden State obviously did it. You have Oklahoma City who did it with Westbrook and Paul George.
Right.
But the teams that actually were the best teams, Toronto didn't do it. They just made a smart trade for Kawhi Leonard and got the pieces around him. You have Milwaukee.
Well, the Heat
Giannis,
did it.
The
Heat did it. The Warriors did it.
I understand.
Well, that's the new NBA.
I understand. And that's why, and that is the new NBA, and that is how it's going to work. But as a fan, I like the teams like Toronto, like Milwaukee, who are doing it the smart way, where aren't just deferring and relying on, hey, let's get the superstar and everyone else come in.
I don't necessarily say that Toronto did it the smart way. I think what happened, the pieces fell just very similar to the Bruins, right? Their run and the pieces fell in place for the Toronto Raptors. Kevin Durant gets hurt, then Klay Thompson gets hurt. So now that door opens up for the Toronto Raptors in the championship, and they're able to capitalize and win. So when you look at it happening, because if Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson don't get hurt and Toronto loses, Kawhi Leonard is probably
and that's why the Raptors.
Kawhi Leonard's probably gone. He's probably gone anyways.
Wiggy, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that I liked the fact that this happened. I liked that happened in this NBA.
I think what happened is this is an outlier that worked
out. But the Raptors won because Durant didn't play for the most part.
And Klay got hurt.
Yeah, right. Because they may have won that game if Thompson stayed in.
Right.
Absolutely.
They were up by what? I think they were up by like 8 or 9, but when Klay got hurt. The thing about it is it was an outlier, worked in place, and now if you're Toronto, you're begging and pleading Kawhi Leonard to not do what Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and the rest of them do and say, hey, I'm going to the Clippers and pick up the phone and go, hey, Kemba, why don't you come out here and play with me in L.A.?
We'll pick this up on the other side with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. It's Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo, but first, let's grab a trending.
Join Alex Cora with OMF every Wednesday afternoon at 2:30 on Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now in the 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by Audi of Norwell, your exclusive Audi dealer on the South Shore. Get 10% off MSRP during their annual Dads and Grads sales event. Learn more at audiofnorwell.com. Anthony Davis is now officially a member of the Los Angeles Lakers, as we've been discussing.
Not really. He's actually not an officially official member.
All right, we can't project.
False.
He's reportedly, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski.
He's going to be.
He's a member.
He's not officially.
This
is wrong.
Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram traded along with three first-round picks.
I think you should have been. You should be more well-read on this story.
Yeah, what's going on?
Making false reports.
I want Wiggy to do the next trending.
Yeah, John Anderson is not culpable.
Wiggy, can you write the next trending now?
We've done trending before.
No, I don't want you to read it. I want you to write it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he can't really read it the way I write it. It's just not in his vocabulary.
Why don't you do it on video?
He doesn't talk like that. When I host every day on mornings, you can be my speechwriter.
He sounds like the, when he's doing the trending, he sounds like the cookie cutter, generic radio guy.
It's a news update.
Add a little flavor to it.
People are just waking up.
You'll have your chance in about an hour. And by the way, that reminds me, you guys also have to have consultants for your debate.
Oh, I know who I'm hiring.
Ooh, spicy?
Sean Spicer.
Oh, nice. My consultant. Nice, I like that.
He's in on the Intercom family, right? Red Sox, 7-2 winners over the Orioles. Chris Sale, 10 Ks. And the win, Red Sox, O's, 1 o'clock start today, pregame, 12:05 WIG, Shaw Star Market, WEI, Red Sox Radio Network, Mario Impemba, Joe Castig on the call, and the Yankees traded for Edwin Encarnacion yesterday. That is official. AL home run leader added to a powerful lineup that still hasn't added Aaron Judge and Stanton. Rob, look at this. These bombs. That's the wind blowing out the home runs.
Is that what that is?
Are those the strikeouts? What is that?
What's the sound here?
Oh, I know. The Red Sox should have signed him 3 years ago.
More of that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now more of Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Time for your Ford studio update. Bob and Jack with you. And Jack, you were able to confirm the news that Encarnacion is coming to the Yankees.
Right, and an already powerful lineup becomes even more formidable with someone who leads the American League in home runs this season. He's got an OPS of close to 900. He's got 401 career home runs, Bob. So if you're thinking about the Yankees and their offense, you start to go over lineups in your head. LeMahieu leading off. You have Judge. You could go Voit. You got Stanton. Your head will spin with what you're going to do with that lineup. A lot of mashers.
So there was a huge trade in the NBA last night. Anthony Davis to the Lakers. But Rob, Wiggy demanding we dedicate the rest of the show to the Edwin Encarnacion deal.
Oh, my goodness. How can you not? Wiggy, you know what Encarnacion does? Do you know this thing with a parrot on the arm?
Mm-mm.
All right, when he hits a home run, much like you did in East Boston.
Well, I do remember.
What was your home run try? Slow, fast? You ever hit a home run?
Yes, many a home runs. I was a definite bat flipper. I do remember.
I never hit a home run in my illustrious Little League career. Never.
I remember Juan Encarnacion. And
yes, he was a much skinnier version.
Florida
Marlins.
Early 2000s.
No, like 96, 97.
Florida Marlins,
because when I played
Red as well.
Video game baseball, he was his name
RBI
was on
Baseball?
Yes,
Nintendo?
One of those baseball games.
Yeah.
Juan Encarnacion.
Is that how they pronounce it?
Yes. So
save that for the next trending, yes. All right?
Tony Bautista, one of the weirdest batting stances of all time, if we're talking stances. And Blue Jays as well.
Where are we talking about stances?
You said Edwin Encarnacion after his home
runs.
Wait
a second. Who?
We're talking about home run trots.
Tony Bautista?
Yeah.
You mean Jose Bautista?
No, there was a Tony Bautista.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a Tony Bautista. But I thought he was talking because Jose Bautista had a
You were talking bat flips. You were talking batting stances.
Well, Joey, bat flips, that came from Bautista.
That's right. That's right. And the Jays not in the race, but Yanks and Rays, Rob. Yanks and Rays, rather. Leaving our Red Sox behind.
Red Sox are chasing the second wild card.
And the Yankees improving. What are the Reds? This is
unbelievable.
They're
chasing the second wild card.
And Dombrowski really saying we need to wait until Pierce and Mitch Moreland to come back?
Can I go on my rant first?
Evaldi? Really?
Can I go on my rant about Edwin? What's his last name, Wiggy?
Encarnacion.
Okay.
No.
Encarnacion.
When Ortiz retired, they had a chance. He was a free agent.
Right.
And he had a list. Encarnacion had a list of the teams that he wanted to go to. It was Boston, Toronto, and another team that was not the New York Yankees. And the Red Sox made no offer because they thought, oh, you know what? All these other guys are going to get better. We don't need a guy like that. Even though it was only going to be 3 years, $60 million, as it turns out, which was a bargain for at that time. Great guy in the clubhouse. Tears it up at Fenway Park. They didn't do it. They paid the price that year. They have to go out and sign J.D. Martinez. Okay, I get it. It all worked out. But to think that this is not a significant move for the Yankees for a 19-year-old pitcher who isn't even like – I love the scouting report on this guy, which is, you know what? He has an upside, but it's not because he has a good fastball. It's not because he has a dominating breaking ball. It's just because he has command.
Honestly, Rob, I know the Red Sox have needs in the bullpen, but, I mean, why couldn't they have gotten Encarnacion if this was the price? I mean, Pierce is terrible and hurt. I mean, why not?
Well,
this offense has been a disappointment.
Who cares? It's boring. Who cares? Let's get back to Celtics talk.
See, this is why I have to be here, Wiggy.
Because Bob Redford is here.
No one cares.
The Red Sox
are chasing the second one.
You are playing the role.
Yeah, but Wiggy, this is a team that's the most expensive team in baseball.
This is like Fourier 2.0. Well, every time that Lou wants to get going on baseball, I'll give you credit because at least you honestly just say who cares.
Right.
Fourier just doesn't say anything.
Right.
And then Glenn hopes that we're talking about Celtics so he can play.
Well, Glenn is always looking.
And he agrees with Lou about it.
Talk to me July 22nd.
Well, I think the Red Sox will be even further out.
Right, so there you go. Then there's something that might be a little bit more.
Well, you are making any additions. In fairness, you are covering the Red Sox from, I think, July 2nd to July 7th because I'm taking that time in vacation.
Right.
You're a designated beat writer.
I'm going to cover their shift on against left-handed and right-handed batters.
Oh, both. Wow, he's going to cover it all.
You know what? And I'm going to write an article as why is it we don't see no more switch hitting in baseball.
J.D. Martinez continuing his assault on left-handed pitching.
Josh Lewin, great job. I've
come to the conclusion.
Is that not Josh Lewin?
And there's been reports out there that
she's come to an inclusion.
That the LGBT community does not like the word switch hitting.
No, we're fine with that.
Okay.
I'm going to speak on behalf of the community.
Seen much
That was the most forced statement of all time.
That was good.
They haven't seen.
He's not packaged at all, Jermaine Wiggins. There's no pre-planned lines.
Am I not lying? You don't see switch hitting
like Bill
that
Walsh,
much no more in baseball.
Top 10 plays are scripted.
Am I lying?
Yeah,
you see switch hitters all the time.
Let's talk switch hitting.
The whole Yankees lineup are switch hitters.
Not as much.
Wiggy thinks Encarnacion talk is boring. Well, it's the switch hitting, Rob. You don't see much of that these days.
I was spinning it into how the LGBT don't like it.
Like the switch, we know
Pride
what that switch
month
is.
It's, you know.
Yeah, and why is it that Pride Month gets more days than Black History Month?
Well, because it is the way it is.
That's like
a powerful gays, yes, Wiggy. It's the gay lobby.
Rima he's dealt with so much.
This is all the things that you can surface on June 27th.
Yeah, you'll be surfacing.
I have quite a platform. DJ in Fall River, Anthony Davis. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I have a question for you guys. Do you think Anthony Davis' game, is it translatable to playing with LeBron? I'm going to compare Anthony Davis to Kevin Love when he left Minnesota and went to go play with LeBron. His points per game went down 10 points a game and about 3 rebounds
Anthony
a game.
Anthony Davis is a much better player.
Yeah,
than
it's
Kevin
not
Love.
Even in the same. Anthony Davis is an on one universe, and Kevin Love is completely different.
Well, when Kevin Love was in Minnesota, he averaged 26 points the last year a game he was there. 26 points. He went down to 16. The first year he played with LeBron.
All right, but DJ, we told you the comparison doesn't work because Anthony Davis is just way better than Kevin Love.
But also, they won a championship.
Right.
I mean, Cleveland won a championship.
Well, I thought it was a Bush League play.
Well, that's because they had Kyrie Irving on that team.
Sure, but you also had Kevin Love on the team.
And they could have Kyrie Irving on this Lakers team. I don't know why people are discounting that.
Yeah, this Anthony
or you could have Kemba Walker on this Lakers
this
team.
Anthony Davis True. Thing, let's just bring it back to the Celtics, right? Because that was the biggest thing. The Celtics were making a hard push for Davis. And I felt like whatever went down, if they weren't willing to put Tatum into the package, if they weren't willing to put Brown, the Celtics were dumb for doing that. They have basically said, here's what we're going to do, Celtics fans. We are going to be a 6th, 7th, and 8 seed for the next 10
years. No. See, I look at it this. The biggest takeaway from this whole thing is as much as Ainge loved Anthony Davis, and let's be honest, he loves certain guys. Like, right. We've heard this for the last few years, how he's obsessed over Anthony Davis. He also loves Jason Tatum. He thinks that Jason Tatum is going to be a whole lot better than a lot of people think and is the type of player that a lot of people think that maybe he'll never become. But Danny Ainge absolutely believes that Jason Tatum is going to be a top 10 player in this league. That's my takeaway.
Well, Danny, I haven't seen it yet.
But the fact that they wouldn't include him in a trade tells you all you need to know Jason Tatum.
Or I think it tells you even more that they were so, you know, not confident in Davis resigning.
I think
resigning
it's more that
them.
Than
that's
than,
what that's about.
I think it's more that them not feeling confident that he will resign.
This is this is the Boston Globe. Adam Himmelsbach writes, but the source said that the uncertainty surrounding Davis's future had made the Celtics reluctant to overwhelm the Pelicans with their best offer, and that they had abstained from including Jason Tatum in their packages because of the uncertainty over Davis's future.
That factors in, sure.
No, I think that was the factor.
Sure, but
if they knew they were going to have Davis for the long term, I don't think they would have thought twice about including Jason Tatum.
If Ainge viewed Tatum the same way he probably views Jaylen Brown, then, which he, by the way, overvalued as well, as we found out from the Kawhi Leonard stuff, then this deal, you still would have taken that chance.
Yeah, but Ainge doesn't view, I don't believe Ainge views Tatum the same way that we know he viewed Kevin Durant or Anthony Davis as far as players, right? Because he did everything in his power to get Kevin Durant. That fell through. And then he was trying for a year and a half to get Anthony Davis, and obviously that looks like it's going to fall through. So now I bet he likes Jason Tatum, but now it's like, well, there's nobody else that kind of, you know, gets me my
juices flowing. Do you think Jason
Tatum
is going to be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay, well, Jeff Goodman, who you know, I think talks to Ainge a whole lot, does think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, you look at
I think that Danny Ainge probably thinks has a chance to be in the Hall of
Fame. The Celtics are worse off with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown than they would have been with Davis.
Davis, no kidding. It's human in Houston.
Well, but
of course.
They understand the obvious, Captain.
This is what you're going to debate?
I don't really understand what you're arguing.
You're going to be bumped to the second group.
What are you arguing?
That's stating the obvious.
No, don't do
Captain.
That. Who's the second group at this stage? me and who?
It's
Buck?
Yes.
Patriots.com, PCM podcast.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You have to listen. A lot of underdogs have emerged,
But I mean, Jason. The reason why the Celtics didn't include Tatum in a deal for Davis is because they didn't think Davis was going to stay with them.
And that's stupid. And that's stupid if they felt that way, because you know it's a risk. And in order to get a guy, in order to convince a guy to stay somewhere, you have to get that guy there. So they should have did everything in their power, even if they know that he might have been a flight risk at the end of the year. You do it the same way that the Toronto Raptors. You think the Toronto Raptors thought they had a chance of re-signing?
No, but the Raptors also had bottomed out with that core. Like, the DeMar DeRozan, Lowry-led core only got them so far. They had to taking. I don't think Trace.
To Wiggy's point, I mean, I think that you haven't bought him out, but you certainly are in a similar circumstance where you don't know, you don't think that you're going to be able to take it to the next level with this core, but you aren't
willing
to.
Well, there's no core. If Irving leaves, the core is gone. I mean, there is no core.
Well, no, this is their core. This is.
Tatum and Brown.
Yeah, but we don't know what Tatum and Brown can max out at. We haven't seen it. They're both in their early 20s.
Right, but that unknown to me. Is more glaring than the Anthony Davis staying past.
But I'm saying
year.
The Toronto situation is different because we knew that DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry were only going to take them so far. Blowing it up did not have a big risk for the Raptors.
Well, we don't know.
Sure it was. I mean, DeRozan was signed for multiple years.
But they reached their ceiling with DeMar DeRozan.
We don't.
That's what the NBA is. I'm sorry.
We looked at it and we don't necessarily know that. We felt like, okay, when are they going to take that next step? That they had two guys that they should be able to take that next step. But I when you look at the problem with Toronto of last year, they had to run into LeBron James.
Listen, let's go back to the reports that we heard all week about that. Even with Kyrie going to Brooklyn, we still heard reports from reputable people, I think even Woj, saying the Celtics were still in on Anthony Davis. Now, they know, if that's the case, they know what it's going to take to get Anthony Davis, right? So we can't be hypocritical about, oh, well, you know what? There was no way they were going to do this. If they're in the conversation, as Woj said just a couple days ago, they knew that this was probably going to take Jason Tatum.
Right.
So it's this is this. We knew,
and they didn't want to come off.
Right. So where did it change?
And they didn't want to come off of him. And whether right. it's for the reason that you said, Bradford, that Danny Ainge thinks that Jason Tatum is going to be a Hall of Famer, or is it because of the Reamer, what Reamer said, where they're not confident enough?
That, it's much right. more so they weren't confident.
But my point is,
I think he could be excellent.
That's what Adam Himmelsbach
thank
reported,
you, Glenn.
Rob.
But my point is this. Whatever it was a dumb decision by the Celtics not to do it, because you have to gamble in basketball the way this league is nowadays. You have to get a superstar here and then hopefully convince that guy to stay, just like Toronto did with Kawhi Leonard.
But Toronto also, first of all, we'll see if Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto, and they did win championship. That's the difference. Anthony Davis would not have led the Celtics to a championship without Kyrie Irving.
Why?
Why?
Next year? I don't think so.
Why? Kawhi Leonard did it.
Without Kyrie Irving?
At the beginning?
Davis?
He's
the corpse of
huge.
Gordon, the corpse of Gordon Hayward, older Al Horford. That is not a corpse.
The Toronto comparison
are a much
is a legitimate one because you got rid of when you went into that season with Kawhi Leonard in Toronto. You thought the same way you're viewing this Celtics team, same exact thing.
No, Kyle Lowry is better than anybody the Celtics would pair Davis with if Irving doesn't come back.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, he is. You said last week that Lowry's like a top 15 player.
I agree with you that Kyle Lowry's better. But I don't know if Hayward maybe, now this will be 2 years out from the injury, who knows? Maybe Hayward is a different player, right? And Al Horford, I don't know. You know, I think we kind of know what he is as a player, but we don't know who the Celtics would have been able to get. That's the difference. If you lose Kyrie Irving, you have room for a max deal. So who knows who the Celtics would have been able to get of play alongside of Anthony Davis.
We'll pick this up on the other side with your calls, 617-779-7937, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now more of Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
What I'm being told is that he's out of the hospital. He's moved into a hotel for the time being in the New York area, and he and Kyrie have met. I don't know whether Kyrie went to see him at the hospital or at the hotel, but they've met and they've continued their discussion about potentially playing together next season. So take that as you will. And my understanding is that KD is not, he's moved all his stuff. He's planning on spending the summer and the foreseeable future in New York. He's not going back out to the West Coast. So take that for what you will.
That is Rick Bucher of Bleacher Report, NBA insider on the Colin Cowherd Show
Friday.
Take
that for what it's will.
Take that for what it's worth. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant hanging out in New York City.
It's such a
take it for what it's worth.
Easy way out.
Take it for what it's worth. Not saying, just saying. That's what that is.
If I'm right, credit me. If I'm wrong, don't bother.
It's a way to protect yourself.
Well, exactly. It's just saying, hey, you know, KD's rehab in New York. He's there for the summer. Irving and him have met. That's what happened.
Sources up the kazoo.
They're saying, that's right, Big O.
So why even say take it for what it's worth?
Ben's been a good fourth man today.
Just say what's going on and then leave it at that.
Exactly.
That's what he just was leave, doing. Just
no, but add and take it for what it's worth means.
Yeah. Plausible deniability.
He's like, hey, you know like what? That. What I said, it might be stupid, but you know, who knows?
Right.
Or the NBA insider.
I'm hearing it from somebody else, so don't come at me when it's wrong.
The NBA insider season is, the NBA insiders are so annoying anyway.
Well, you go back like
there. They were, having breakfast.
Remember the Gordon Hayward thing? The Gordon
right.
Wonder? That was crazy. That was the epitome of frauds. It's... You had that Gordon Hayward. Everyone was starving for Gordon Hayward news. I think it was on July 4th a couple of years ago. And all of a sudden, who came out? Someone came out with a report that he was going to the Celtics. But then who was it? The agent or someone said
false,
no.
Hasn't
decided yet. Which ended up being true. That was the truth.
Right.
That he hadn't decided yet. But then from that report, you had a lot of these other writers say, that's what I'm hearing too. That's what I'm hearing too. That's what I'm hearing too. And because they know that whoever reported it probably was right. So I'm going to glob onto that and run with it. And then they were all wrong. So they all take it back. That whole thing. And we're going to go see it again. When is it? So it's
July 1.
Right.
I thought it was the 30th. Like midnight. Yeah.
No, they've moved it up. Maybe they moved it up.
Yeah, I think
June
30th, I think it was
July 1, regardless. Yeah. No, it's the same way because everybody wants to feed the beast. And you always have to be tweeting something. And let's say two guys have a conversation. Is that news? Not necessarily, but we got to get out there to stoke the flames because we all get page views out of it. I mean, Rob, you know how well that NBA rumor stuff does.
But
we're not
claiming saying that we know what's going to happen.
Right, but it feeds the beast because the people who say they know can surface a tweet, surface
but
a
you
blog
know what? There's
post.
Nothing, but,
just,
but there's nothing
it's
wrong.
It's a cycle.
But here's where the writers get it wrong. And these guys, and I understand, I'm on a beat, so you want to be first. But it's okay. It's okay if you have to credit somebody else.
Right.
It's all right. It's all right.
No, but everybody has their own little report that they want to mix
but
in
you,
there.
But listen, because of the social media world we live in, you might be first in somebody else on somebody else's timeline. Somebody that's following.
Well, that's right. Well, here's how it works now, is that breaking news is, unless you're like, you've established yourself as the Woj, the Ken Rosenthal, the Adam Schefter, whatever, but breaking news has been totally devalued because what happens is that the places with the best search engine optimization, the places where they can just aggregate.
Some good search engine optimization.
Yes. Well, they can take the report, surf it themselves. When you Google that, they're going to be the ones that come up first. So they get 110% of the credit.
And the other thing is, too, about all these insider types, you're not really breaking news more than they're just usurping press releases. Real journalism, real news is David Ortiz.
Is what I do.
That kind of journalism.
Well, that's what I did. That's what the first to break the Ortiz story.
What, the shooting?
On what happened.
Yes.
On what the alleged reports were.
And then there's been the Daily Mail has been talking about this model.
I had the Daily...
You're on the streets. We saw that earlier this week.
The Daily Mail...
Wrong though about the banner waving in Game 7, though. You're wrong about that.
The Daily Mail report allegedly that it was over this. I had that 6 hours before it even broke.
Well, you've read that on the Daily Mail that Ortiz was having an affair with this Dominican vlogger, this fashion vlogger, this model... also involved the drug king.
Is that what you are? Are you a vlogger?
Wiggy's a vlogger.
No, a video blogger?
Wiggy is
a vlogger. I like video.
Isn't that what a vlogger is?
He's a professional vlogger.
You are a vlogger.
Vloggers better.
You invented vlogging.
People prefer to see it rather than read it.
Thank you.
You know?
Well, you've been reading about the alleged Ortiz mistress in the Daily Mail, the New York Post, but not the Boston Globe, and not WEEI.com.
That's the biggest...
We're going to put...
Why? Because
hold on. We're going to put Rob Bradford's feet to the fire.
Ooh.
Jerry Callahan calling in for the segment.
Did he really?
I'm not saying. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.